Thank you once again for joining Minot today on KHRT Radio. My guest is the returning Rianne Kuhn from Visit Minot. And Rianne has some really exciting news about a big, big, big weekend in Minot coming up March 16 and 17. Say hello, Rianne.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for tuning in.
And I always do that, Rianne. It's Rianne.
Rianne, like Diane with an R. That's okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem. I'm used to it by now.
I would guess, you know, just like I'm used to people calling me Tim all the time. So. There's three big events on March 16th and 17th. And the number one big one has got to be the Class B basketball tournament.
That's right. There is always a ton happening in Minot, and you can check out all the things happening on our website, visitminot.org/events. But obviously, going into Class B weekend, those basketball tournaments are always showstoppers, especially when you get to fill the dome. It'll hold roughly 10,000 attendees, and by that championship game, that is a loud house. It's a lot of fun to be in, and we are looking forward to helping promote that weekend. State B boys basketball is going to be here in Minot. The girls tournament is in another part of the state this year, but we are so excited to host it, and I want to tell you guys a little bit about some of the projects we've been working on in terms of rolling out the red carpet. So Minot State has a red carpet committee in which they are working with the incoming teams to offer campus tours. What a captive audience.
Oh,
you have high school athletes. This is a great time for them to see the campus and to see what Minot State can offer. So each team is assigned a team host, and then that team host is there to support anything that those teams or those players or those coaches need. So maybe it's information, or maybe it's who do you recommend for us to get some pizza so we can have a team party, or things like that. Minot State does that, and then the tournament committee helps with those team advocates.
And I think very few people, even in Minot, have an idea of the scope of the MSU athletic program. It's huge. And so what a great idea to have MSU show people around.
Yep. And they've done that in past years, too. So that's nothing new. But this is just the perfect time to roll out the red carpet and let these people know, let these incoming people know. These are the programs that the university offers. If you want to continue on and play basketball after high school, Minot State does have a Division II with the NSIC basketball program. So these are all opportunities that these students can explore while they're here in Minot. So it's really, really exciting to have them here on campus.
When we're talking Class B, we're talking about 95% or more of North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Underwood for a few years, and this is bigger than Christmas.
It really is. I mean, the Class B tournament, especially for the boys, it seems to be the Christmas of the holidays, right? It's the biggest one. People are most excited about it. It draws an amazing crowd. And when that dome gets full of 10,000 people, it's undeniable how powerful and how magic the city of Minot can be and the people that come in for this tournament and the magic of the bee. And we're super excited to have all these teams coming in. And of course, when they're here, we want to treat them really well. So there's a few really cool things that we're working on. There will be a Facebook page that anyone coming in from out of town can get onto and see these promotions that I'm going to kind of promo for you. But it's a great opportunity when you're here in town to check out some of the things that maybe they don't have in the smaller communities, things that we can offer here in the big city of Minot.
Also, if we're expecting 10,000 people, if you haven't made your hotel motel reservations mm-hmm. yet or dining reservations, you may want to get on that.
Yes. And I believe the teams, the actual teams, are already all booked. There is a hotel host and all those teams are in one location. But all those mommies and daddies and grandpas and aunts and uncles that come in, certainly book your room. We've got plenty of availability here in Minot with over 27 hotels and over 2,600 sleeping rooms. We can accommodate you, come in and enjoy your stay over the weekend. When you are in town, we're going to be working with several of our local businesses downtown and also at Dakota Square, where you can do some shopping and save some money too. The first thing I want to mention is some of our downtown merchants like Main Street Books and Mainstream Boutique, different places like this downtown, Century Eyewear are going to be offering different discounts that you can find that information on the website. In addition, a newer establishment at the Dakota Square Mall, Leon Lavender, they are offering a buy one, get one 50% off deal running on that weekend. So we're going to be posting all this information so people can can grab these deals when they're in town, do some shopping. And another one that's going to be a great one is Christopher & Banks. They're offering 10% off every $60 you spend. So that's really nice too. All of this information is going to be posted on that Facebook page. And then we're hoping to also have coupon sheets when people walk in the door too.
I don't know if they're on your list, but one of my favorite stores, and this is, guys, if you're looking for gifts for your wife or somebody special, one of my neighbors right here downtown is Oliver's Attic. Mm-hmm. And what a great store.
Yes, Jackie does a great job running the establishment up there. They do a really good job. Once you go in, they have great customer service. And she was actually going to be a visit of mine today so we could get her on here. I had sent the email out to the Downtown Association, and I hadn't heard back yet, so I was going to touch base because she always participates, always likes to roll out the red carpet for these incoming people. So check out Oliver's Attic, too. Another cool thing as well is when people are in town, Magic City Hoagies, which is our local premier restaurant for sandwiches, they're offering a student special. So it's a 6-inch meat wrapped sub with chips. It's like $7.99, very affordable, but they're going to roll out the red carpet in addition to, you know, the different deals that are being offered down there. You can check out Magic City Hoagies when you're looking for a bite to eat quick, but between games.
So. Love Christine. She's been on the show here and she's a great cheerleader for Minot.
She is.
She moved here from Florida because she wanted to live somewhere cold.
I know. Yeah, her and I have visited many times because we're both from out of state. So we've been able to visit about, you know, coming here and how things are a little different than the East Coast. She's great. And she always does anything she can to support the community and great customer service down there, too. So that's a good place to check out. The tournament actually runs March 14, 15, and 16. And what's unique is each day there's several games. So it's like a bracket style. So at 1 o'clock and at 2:45 daily, there are games. And then at 6:30 and 8:15, there are games. So if you are looking just to check out that championship game, it'll be Saturday night on the 16th at 8 o'clock. Hopefully you are coming into Minot. You can check out the game at the Minot State University Dome. If not, you can check the game on WDAY or KBMY out of Bismarck and Minot. So you can catch the games on TV too if you can't make it into Minot.
Okay. I imagine this is not just an open door event. You buy a ticket to see the game.
You do. There are reserve seats, what they call, for the season. So for all of the games, so that there's 4 games a day. So we're looking at 12 different games. So you can buy a ticket for all 12 games. You can also just purchase a single game. So if you want to just attend one, you can follow your team that way. There's different philosophies on how people do it. But of course, there's adult ticket pricing, student ticket pricing, and definitely get those tickets because you want a good seat in the dome. So I wouldn't wait on that. You can buy your tickets right online, I believe, through either the High School Activities Association or through Minot State. I can't remember which one has the tickets, but they are super affordable for the type of entertainment you're going to get. The games are exciting, so it's good to have a good seat when you get in there.
They can get a lot of information right at visitminot.com.
.org. Visitminot.org. You can search for us .com, but you won't find us. No, hopefully you would.
And we also have 2 other big events. Being we're limited on time, we better mention those too.
Yes. So in addition to the Class B Boys Basketball Tournament, we are also welcoming in the 29th annual Magic City Volleyball Extravaganza. That happens at the auditorium. And that's a huge volleyball tournament that comes in. They are running different things like a social this year. So people that are attending can have some fun on Saturday night doing a social with other players and fans. And they're going to have food and drinks and plenty of fun to go around. Those teams at this point should all be registered, but this is certainly an event that's been a staple in our community for a long time. And we're looking forward to welcoming the Magic City Volleyball Extravaganza that weekend as well.
These aren't school teams.
No, they are going to be, I believe, older teams. So like, I could put in a team and play. So
kind of like the McCabe or whatever down in Bismarck.
Yeah, this McQuaid's. Is the volleyball. Yep. So this is certainly something you can check out. The Minot Recreation Commission does run that. And so if you have any questions on that event, I would direct your questions right through them, through their office. But it's going to be a super fun weekend at the auditorium with volleyball. So check out the dome for some basketball, the volleyball games over at the auditorium. And then, of course, we are welcoming the rodeo into town in the All Seasons Arena. So it's the Abrahamsons Rodeo Company is hosting the Magic City Madness Rodeo. It's going to be an extravaganza over the 15th and 16th that's offering bullfighting school, and performances of high energy with bronc riding, bull riding, and freestyle bullfighting. So that's going to be super fun for people that are in town that want to check out a rodeo.
I can think of several friends that will be attending that, and one very prominent artist, Walter Peel, I'm sure will be at that, and maybe even getting some pictures for future paintings and so forth. But actually, I know several artists that will be interested in that.
This is an event that I have gotten a ton to work with yet, but I believe it's pretty new. They haven't done this here in Minot before, so we're looking for our surrounding areas to come out and support this event. It is considered an unsanctioned event, is what they call it, but it's going to have a ton of Western sports and the bull riding and the bullfighting. That, to me, is just so fascinating. Super entertaining and obviously high risk and dangerous, so that puts extra oomph and value behind what these guys do. So it's just going to be a super fun event to check that out at the All Seasons Arena. And that runs on the 15th and on the 16th from like 7 o'clock at night to 10 p.m.
And when you think we got 10,000 people coming for the Class B tournament, then who knows how many for the volleyball, and add the rodeo onto there. Again, I want to emphasize, make your hotel reservations now if you haven't. Restaurants, reservations, and come to Minot and have a really good time.
Yes, these type of events are so important for our community, and we are excited to welcome in our traveling guests. What you guys do when you come here, when you shop, and when you dine in our local establishments, you certainly have a drastic economic impact. So we are very grateful and thankful for everyone that travels in, and we are looking forward to welcoming all the teams, the rodeo people, and the volleyball people and basketball people into Minot on the weekend of March 16th.
I didn't check, Ryan, with our meteorologist, but I'm sure it'll be in the 70s by then.
We're hoping 70s, sunny, no snow. Yeah, we want people to be able to travel safe. So anything that you can do in terms of calling it a favor with Mother Nature, we'll take it.
Absolutely. And again, too, make sure if you're coming to town to come check out the downtown as well, too. There is a lot going on downtown, a lot of fun, unique shops. And the mall will always be there, but downtown is also a very exciting, busy place.
Yes, there's a ton to see and do here in Minot. We're looking forward to hosting you.
Ryan, we still got a minute left, so let's talk about something else that might be coming up.
Well, of course, there's always a ton of things coming up. I would actually encourage anyone coming into the city to check out our website. If you go to visitminot.org/events, you can check out all of the events happening in our city. We are averaging roughly 300 events a month. So there's something for everybody. There are groups just for kids. You know, you can break it down into just events happening downtown. And of course, you can tailor it to anything you're looking for. There are certainly groups that are just for specifically kid-friendly. People are always asking, you know, what can I do with my kids? The library hosts so many amazing events. So be sure to check out our website to see all of the things happening in Minot.
Thank you for joining us again today, Ryan, on Minot Today.
Thank you.
Ryan from Visit Minot is absolutely one of my favorite guests on the show because she always has so much information about what's going on in Minot. For those of you who tell me there's nothing to do in Minot, you need to check the visitminot.org website daily, and you'll see there's always a dozen events a day on that website. What a huge weekend we have coming up March 16th and 17th. And if basketball is your thing, don't forget that KHRT Radio will be broadcasting all of the games. This again is the State Boys B Basketball Tournament. And you'll hear every game right here on KHRT Radio. You can check with us later on the times and whether it's on the AM side or the FM side, but we plan on covering every game for you. Also, don't forget about the Abrahamson Rodeo. Sounds like a lot of fun, and I think I'd like to take that one in myself. Then the 29th Volleyball Extravaganza going on. Wow, there's just so much. If you've got company coming and you don't want them staying in your house, you better make some hotel reservations now for that. Also, I want to say that if you'd like to advertise here on KHRT during these events, get a hold of us soon. They're coming up really quick and our space is filling up. So give us a call at the station. You can call me directly if you'd like. My cell phone is 701-720-8513. But now is the time to get that set up. Again, my thanks to Ryan at Visit Minot, and my thanks to you for being loyal listeners to KHRT and Minot Today. Thank you.